Jamie Galloway is a recent graduate of the Savannah College of Art and Design. She's a fiber artist and displays her organically grown, hand-spun and hand-knitted cotton comforters, pillow covers, and scarves in the School to Market exhibit at the American Craft Council show.
The scarf that I'm wearing I actually made when I was doing an internship down in the British West Indies off the coast of Grenada.
That's where Galloway learned to work with cotton grown free of pesticides and chemicals.
We cultivated the organic cotton, we picked it, and then we seeded it with our hands, and we spun it, and then I knitted it on giant knitting needles.
Back in Georgia, Galloway spins organic cotton that has a natural brown, green, and yellow color. She plans to engage other spinners to follow her lead and help revive a folk tradition for people in communities across the state.
People are starting to realize that our life is so fast-paced that we miss out on the things in life that mean the most, which is human connectedness and sort of taking the time to enrich our culture as well as individuals, and teaching the arts of handicrafts such as hand spinning and or weaving or felting gives us that culture back.
Amy Faust is a jewelry maker from Oakland, California. The necklaces, bracelets, earrings, and pins in the display cases are made from beach glass, recycled bottles, chipped dinner plates, and pottery shards. Faust hands a customer a bracelet with a pale green stone.
I love
that. Great color.
Beautiful. From vintage Coke bottles.
So you just see a little bit of the raised lettering and bottles from the 40s.
Yes.
Right. It was hobble skirt bottles.
Right.
And the glass is really thick.
Yeah.
And it's got bas relief on it.
Yeah.
I love the fact that this is recycled.
Oh, thank
beautiful.
You. Yeah.
It's like a piece of history.
Nothing goes to waste in the studio where Faust works with the broken and chipped objects she rescues from thrift stores, flea markets, and garage sales. She uses precision tools to fashion something new.
I'm really disturbed by waste. I recycle everything, you know. So it's kind of, you know, I make the jewelry because I really love the colors, I love the materials, but I also really think it's kind of a vehicle. Talk about recycling and how you can reuse things and inspire people with that. And I, you know, if I wear a necklace with Coke bottle, people come up to me and they're like, what is that gemstone, you know?
Like Amy Faust, Caitlin Phillips thinks recycling is central to everything she does. Phillips turns discarded books into purses.
I love old science and math textbooks. One of my very favorite ones is the geometry textbook, and I'm not a math person at all, but the covers are so bold. These great, like, math books from the 60s are fantastic. So I really like those. And people will say, why are you carrying a geometry book to a party? Like, it's not a book. It's my purse.
Any old book will do, from Jane Austen, Sherlock Holmes, and the complete works of Shakespeare, to Alice's Adventures in Wonderland and the Chicago Manual of Style for writers and editors. Phillips helps customers match a memory or a mood.
She would love this.
They make great gifts.
I may come back and buy it.
This is a vintage button that I got from a lady who sells them at Eastern Market in D.C. She's been there for 30 years and just has mounds and mounds of these vintage buttons. So I picked that one out and found the right book for it.
Phillips works out of her home in Mount Rainier, Maryland, which has that musty smell of a used bookstore.
That's my favorite thing, that smell of, it's a dust smell, and it's essentially a smell of decay when books have that old smell.
Phillips has shelves lined with books waiting to be purses. She no longer feels guilty about tearing out all the pages. Her favorite part of the 12-hour process from pattern to purse is matching the fabric to the cover.
If I don't find the right fabric, I don't make the purse. It has to look like the fabric almost grew out of the book. It's for the synergy of it. I mean, otherwise it's just fabric glued into a book. It's not special. So the fabric really makes a big difference.
The purses that Phillips crafts, like Jamie Galloway's organic cotton fabrics or Amy Faust's Coke bottle jewelry, are accessories that are both beautiful and functional. Phillips says, like any accessory, if you're going to show off your books, why not take them with you? Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.